Good morning, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Ottoman County NRCS offices with this week's USDA report. Well, I can't think of a better fall that we've had weather-wise than what we've had in the fall of 2011. We got a lot of conservation work completed. I'd like to thank everyone that has done anything conservation-wise this past year for all your dedication and hard work and for getting things on the ground. Having said that, I'd like to remind everyone, if you wish to receive your cost share payments in 2011, you'll need to turn in all your bills to our office by Friday, December 16th. This also includes the contractor checkout notes as well. We cannot make partial payments on projects that are not fully completed. If you have a project that didn't get done, please visit with your contractor about arrangements to make payments and get the work completed next spring. Once again, folks that may be interested in the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, need to have their applications in by January 13th. There are a lot of things that go along with this application, so the best advice is to start filling those things out right now. We have packets available for folks, and they need to get those picked up and start working on them now. Look for more information on this program at a later date. December 23rd is a cutoff date for our Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or EQIP. This is the federal cost-sharing program that provides funding for practices such as terraces and waterways, along with practices related to livestock production, such as hoop billings for cattle feeding facilities, and pasture-related practices. If you want to know a little bit more, stop by our office and visit with us. If you are planning on bringing land into production this next spring, please remember to come in and fill out a 1026 form to let us know. This will cause the NRCS to complete an HEL or wetland determination. If you convert a wetland or do not use an approved conservation system for compliance, you could lose all your USDA benefits. Don't wait until the last minute to make your request either. If you're thinking about it at all, make the request now so we can be working on this winter. This time of year is a good time to reflect on the past few months. Again, I'd like to thank everyone that has participated in any of our programs to implement conservation practices. I want to thank our conservation contractors who've worked very hard to construct some of these practices this past year. And most of all, when you see the staff from our offices, thank them for their hard work and dedication to conservation in Cass and Ottoman counties. We couldn't get things done without all of us working together. Lastly, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year in 2012. We look forward to continuing the conservation work we started in 2011. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with NRCS in Cass and Ottoman counties, with this week's USDA report.